that I'm out here is because the government is saying everything happening behind these walls over here is being done in the name of my safety, in the name of our safety. They've started collecting information, fingerprints, personal contacts, and photos. They're firing up detention camps that they've had in place since the 80s, getting water and electricity hooked up to them. Yes, it's true. Very scary. Getting ready to house large masses of people. They're getting ready to go to war, putting calls out for the arrest of people they think slipped in but aren't even here. They're demonizing entire communities, setting fear ablaze across the country and fanning the flames of hate. They're beating their war drums and making their lists, all in the name of national security, supposedly in the name of our security. Not in our name will you erode the very freedoms you claim to fight for. We all know that the only country ever to use a weapon of mass destruction is the United States. Let's be real. And it doesn't make me feel more secure to know that families will be torn apart, to know that I might see the police coming for my neighbors, or worse yet, I might not even see them at all. I won't know till it's too late. It doesn't make me feel more secure to know that first it's the Arabs and the Muslims who will be taken from general society, and then who knows, it might be the Koreans, the Somalians, the Tunisians, the communists, the socialists, the anti-war activists. We can't afford to lose each other. We can't afford to lose each other's voices. My grandmother graduated from high school from behind barbed wire, out in the desert. And like most other Japanese families living during those times, when those trains rolled in, they lost everything. 60 some odd years ago, there was another similar gathering of names like this one. I can't stand by and do nothing as history repeats itself, as the crimes of the government that the government's committed in the past lumber in front of us, just far enough to see and not quite close enough for the public to verify. We need to catch up with it, grab it by the neck, stare in the face and say, God damn it, I see what you're doing. You can't fucking terrorize another community like you did before. You can sanction whatever fear you want, whatever racism and justification for your greedy, ugly acts that you want, but you aren't doing it on my behalf. We see through those lies, and we're not stopping till everyone else sees through them too, till we have hundreds in front of hundreds saying, you have to come through us before you get to them. And hundreds in front of them saying, no, you have to come through us before you get to them. Till our voices are so loud that they aren't telling us how it's gonna pan out, we're telling them. That happened in a small way this week. The government knows we're watching them. Thanks to thousands raising their voices in LA, the hard work here of all the people here, they know that we're keeping tabs. They can't just handcuff people left and right like they did in December. But our work isn't finished. It's far from finished. They're still registering people. They're still prying into people's lives, tearing communities apart. And we can't rest until the government stops attacking innocent people here and abroad. Talk to your neighbors, talk to your coworkers, your friends, your schools, write letters to your elected officials, contact the organizations that help put this together, open up your wallets and donate to the ADC because they help put this on. This is a lot of work to do this. Get involved. Make resistance a part of your life. February 20th is National Day of Solidarity with Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians. Come out then, come out on the 18th to stand up against an unjust war together. We have to create a climate of resistance where speaking up is the norm and where standing up for each other like this is celebrated. I want you to repeat the last part of this pledge with me, the last part of the pledge of resistance. And it needs to be, I need to hear you because this generator is still going. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world. To bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible. And we pledge to make it real. Detentions and roundups, not in our name. INS registrations, not in our name. Detentions and roundups. Special registrations. Detentions and roundups. Special registrations. Detentions and roundups. Special registrations. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. And you so graciously thanked ADC, but I just want to say over.